For what reason have these sinners and scoffers encountered the affliction described in the previous few psukim? And what is the basis for the furious and merciless tone of the narrator? Shlomo HaMelech now explains the extent of the affront. The wicked not only sought out vanity and sin, they despised wisdom. The Gra emphasizes how the language of Baharu, of choice, indicates that the two options were there before them. It was not as if the Torah was unavailable to them and they took the only open path. So deeply did their contorted worldview run that these individuals saw the Torah in front of their eyes. They recognized Yiras Hashem and a transcendent existence as one of two viable choices. And their ambivalence towards this incomparably more meaningful way of life as expressed by their opting for the alternative is nothing short of offensive. The insult is direct, for the only interpretation of this election is hatred of wisdom. This is profoundly relevant on a daily basis. We run the risk of sometimes imagining that our pursuit of inane vanities, that our invested efforts and emotions into things which are ephemeral and empty, is perhaps wasteful, but it feels good and ultimately does no harm. That is mistaken. There is an opportunity cost, Sefer Mishlei informs us, and the failure to opt for the available spirituality we could have pursued instead demonstrates a lack of appreciation, and that itself is devastatingly wrong. The omission becomes commission, and in our silliness, heaven forbid, we can be seen as haters of wisdom.